James Tarpening. He is with Operation Freedoms. James, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning, Tony?
I'm doing very well. James, tell me, what is Operation Freedoms?
Well, Tony, it's actually Operations Freedoms Tree, and it's an organization that I've put together that is going to stand up to the government and basically tell them we're sick of what they're doing, and we're going to organize people, and we're going to get together, and we're going to put some plans of action forward that will basically cripple our government in the way that they tax us, the way that they represent us, the way that they lie to us, et cetera.
How many folks are currently involved with Operations Freedoms Tree, and when you say you want to target the government, do you mean state, federal, or both?
Both, Tony. We currently have, let's see, about 1,200 people active in the organization as members. And inside the working operation, we have about 30 people right now.
Okay, from your perspective, how does government need to change? What do they need to do or not do from your perspective?
Well, there's a lot of things they need to do and not do. The federal government was never set up to take care of people. We've turned into a welfare country, and the taxes have just been, they went completely out of control. The founding fathers were, you know, I don't know if these guys were prophets or something, but they were extremely smart in the way that they drafted everything and the words of caution that they said. You know, Thomas Jefferson said you know, before the Constitution was even drafted, that, you know, he warned everybody against the government immorally taxing and the government immorally spending more money in one generation than that generation can pay back. We found ourselves in a situation where this $14 trillion that we owe, we're never going to be able to pay that back, not our generation. That's going to be thrust upon our children, our grandchildren, probably our great-grandchildren. And that's if we start controlling it right now. The other aspect of that is a tenth of that debt that we owe is owed to China. And again, in the Constitution of the Founding Fathers, you know, if you look at things realistically, we borrowed trillions of dollars from a country called China, which I'm sure everybody knows what China is. China is a communist country. That goes against every fiber of belief that we have as Americans. That goes against our Constitution. It even says that the Founding Fathers have had a document out, and it's published in the writing of the Thomas Jefferson, and also in the book on Samuel Adams by Williams, that it actually should be considered treason for a president to condone the actions of a country that's communist or tyranny. So we're borrowing money from a communist society, and that's not what we're about. And it's just got to the point where I personally got sick of it, and I got worried about what's going to happen for my children and my great-grandchildren and generations forward. This country is just literally falling apart, Tony.
All right.
We need to do something.
Well, let's talk about the rally that your group is organizing with controversial pastor Terry Jones. Now, we invited Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero to come on the program after you were to appear, and he declined. But in a press release, he had some very unkind words to say about you and your group bringing in Terry Jones. Why are you bringing in Pastor Jones?
Well, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. You know, when you've got a person that talks about an issue that is as controversial as what Dr. Jones talks about, he talks about Islam. But what people don't realize is that that's only 10% of what he talks about. He also talks about, you know, taxation and what the federal government's doing to us. He talks about, you know, pro-life. He talks about stopping gay marriage, you know. So, but people, they focus on that one thing that touches everybody's, you know, hot button, and they push it. Pastor Jones is not coming to my rally to speak about Islam. He's not coming to my rally to burn a Quran if everybody is really interested and wants, you know, wants to know what he's really about, you know, and he is about Islam. I mean, he dislikes Islam, that's for sure. But there's a myriad of other things that he talks about that nobody pays attention to. So I welcome people to go to his website, Stand Up America, and really look at all the other issues that he's talking about.
All right, the rally will be held on the Capitol grounds here in Lansing on September 7th, and a public meeting will be held in Lansing on September 8th. Where is that going to be, do you know?
The public meeting is going to be a conference center in Okemos, back in University Park Drive.
Well, and, go ahead, and sorry.
So I've contacted Virgil Monero myself. I offered to sit down and speak with him, and he was not receptive to that at all. He's using this as a political tool. You know, he's going to come out and say, oh, we got these evil guys out here, and what we're going to do is we're going to do something good. This is a complete, you know, political tool for him. I mean, after he got all that horrible press with his daughter getting busted with marijuana, he needs something good now anyway. So, you know, he's using us as a ploy. He never contacted us. He never took our offers to talk to us to find out what this is really about. He just flew off the handle and said, hey, these guys are horrible. This is bad. We need to do something for peace. So once again, this shows, you know, the people in our government are uneducated. They don't want to find out what's really going on. They just want to use whatever they can.
All right, Terry, if you go to the website, and I did, and I watched some of the speeches of the pastor, he was very passionate, but the way he said, some of the things he said could be interpreted as prejudice, as hate-mongering, as mean and nasty, and could be perceived as not solving problems and bringing people together. How would you respond to that?
Well, throughout history, we've always had people that we've targeted. You know, I mean, there were politicians that targeted witches back during, you know, the Salem witch hunts. And I think nowadays we know that there really are no such thing as witches, you know. But, you know, people go after groups or people, and the general public sits back and just kind of whatever. But Terry's passionate about Islam, and he's not coming from, I mean, this is a gentleman, I studied the Quran myself for 3 years, just to understand what it said. I was obviously never a believer, but I wanted to be educated on what I was speaking about. And Terry, in the same fact, has done the same thing. And Terry has actually worked with people that have converted to Christianity that were Muslims, people that, you know, I have friends that lived over Somalia, and their villages were attacked by Muslims, and they were, you know, they were forced to convert or die. And I have Somalian friends that have actually, one of them has 14 bullet holes in him because of the wars. And when it comes to, you know, religion is supposed to be something that, you know, people love each other, and religion isn't something that you're forced into or you're going to die. And what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, they say, well, you have to be fair to the Islam. You have to be fair to Muslims, you know. But let me ask you, Tony, if you were a Christian, and I don't know if you are or not, and that's obviously really none of my business, but if you were a Christian, do you think you could be a Christian and believe that Jesus never happened?
Well, from the point of view of that question, no. If you're a Christian, you believe that Jesus Christ came here and died for mankind's sins.
Right, exactly. And so this is my thing on Islam here. There's people out there that say, I'm a Muslim, but I'm a peaceful Muslim. Well, I studied the Quran and I studied Islam, and the way the Quran and Islam works and the orders of Muhammad is this. The orders of Muhammad were to be taken literally, and they were to be followed chronologically. So let's say in the first sukra, Muhammad said, at every stop sign, you have to turn left. And then later in the seventh or eighth sukra, he said, at every stop sign, you have to turn right. Well, you'd have to follow the last order given. Now, I don't know how much of the Quran you've read or Islam you've studied, but pretty much the first 80% of the Quran is pretty peaceful. It's loving. But in the end of the Quran, it gets very violent. It actually, Muhammad commanded rocks that if Jews were hiding behind rocks, that if they did not holler, "There's a Jew behind me, kill him," that the rock was supposed to be killed. You know, and the way they force their women to cover their faces and cover their bodies, and just the things that they do, they're just not right. And there's a lot of other things that go with Islam that people don't know about. Taqiyya. That's a phrase used to where a Muslim can lie to save his life, a family member's life, or to further their religion. I've worked with a lot of groups and organizations. I've studied a lot on Islam. Islam is not what everybody thinks it is. It's just that we live in a society where everybody has to be politically correct, or you're an evil guy, or you're a racist, or you're a bigot. And that's no way to live life, because then we have to watch what we say. And I don't believe in that. I think much more would get done. I think that we would live in a much better society if everybody just said what they felt and stood up for it, instead of cowering, you know, to the mass political correctness.
James Turpening is with Operation Freedom's Tree. He's the rally organizer for a rally where Pastor Terry Jones will be speaking. That will be on the Capitol grounds on September 7th, and then there'll be a public meeting out in Okemos on September 8th. James, I'm going to get you back on the program before we get to that point, but also I want to extend an invitation to you. I want to invite you to come into the studio, and I'm going to invite Dr. Katranji from the Lansing Islamic Center, and I'd like to get you both in here and talk about Islam from the perspective of here in the United States. I think it'd be some fascinating conversation. Is that something you'd attend with us here in studio?
Sure, I definitely would.
All right, I will stay in touch. I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
All right, have a good day, Tony.